fastest time.
Hezekiel Sepeng is a hero in South Africa.
The way I ran, it's not normal. Because at one stage, I was last. You know, when the bell went, I was last. See, now I get goosebumps.
With that surprise second place finish in the 800-meter race, he became South Africa's first black competitor to win an Olympic medal in 1996. But one drug test changed his life. With one positive result in 2005, Sepeng went from hero to outcast. He claims the lab made an error. Authorities disagreed and gave him a 2-year ban, effectively ending his career. Today, the 39-year-old athlete works with the Athletics Federation and runs a foundation for underprivileged children. His message to them is clear.
Cheating, it's not good in sports. And our kids, especially, you know, the countries like in South Africa, most of the countries in Africa, we still need to teach our kids about doping.
Sepeng was just one of many athletes watching intently as the World Anti-Doping Agency further tightened its guidelines at a conference in Johannesburg this month. The new rules double doping bans from 2 years to 4 years. Doping scandals have rocked many sports in recent years. Top athletes such as U.S. cyclist Lance Armstrong and U.S. baseball player Barry Bonds have been accused of using illegal performance-enhancing substances. WADA President John Fay says the tougher rules come from the athletes themselves.
The overwhelming majority of athletes around the world have said there must be tougher penalties. The standard 2-year penalty that we've been used to so far is not good enough in the eyes of athletes. The punishment doesn't particularly suit what they believe is important to stamp out cheating.
Travis Tigert, head of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, says the new rules are great, but the responsibility for following them falls to national anti-doping agencies.
It's a Lamborghini without an engine if we don't have the resources and the people to put it in place, and it's going to go nowhere. And that's a failure for clean athletes and the integrity of sport if we allow that to happen.
The new rules go into effect in 2015, just in time for the Rio Olympics. Anti-doping advocates say they hope that will make these games the cleanest ever. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.